It is Thursday morning. We check in with the Chancellor of Ivy Tech. It's our good friend, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Happy pre-Labor Day. I've never figured out...
Happy pre-Labor Day to you, too.
I've never figured it out. When you miss somebody's birthday, you wish them a belated birthday. What do you do when you're early bird getting the worm and you say, well, I know your birthday is next Tuesday. I'm not going to see you, so I would like to wish you a pre-birthday. It's the same thing. Pre-Labor Day, what do we call this?
Upcoming pre...
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want.
Preemptive strike.
There are no rules.
And every time we talk to you on Thursday morning, there are also no rules. That's how we like Last Thursday we spoke to you, we had a solar eclipse to deal with, the first day of school to deal with. We had a visit from Senator Todd Young in town. I told you it would be tough to top that this week. So what do you got for me?
Oh my gosh, there's so much going on.
Still?
So this is the end of our second week of classes. This is usually the week that everything kind of settles down. And so we are about at that point. But, I do want to let everybody know that we have classes that will start a second round of 8-week classes that start in October. So October 16th. So it's not too late to still get enrolled in a 3-credit-hour class or maybe a couple of those classes. We can help you with financial aid and all that good stuff. But, we're always available to help anybody get registered for classes, to guide them into different degree programs and areas of interest for their, for a future job. And also, like I said, help with financial aid. So just come on in and let us help you figure out what you want to do next.
Perfect. And obviously the classes that they never stop. There's 8 weeks, there's full semester, and your schedule, it doesn't matter. They'll help you find a way to get involved with all of that. Now, we know it's what's going on here. Let's see. Tomorrow is First Friday. We know the Waldron Arts Center is going on. We've got a huge, huge event in town tonight that people we know are going to stick around. Throw a little more gas on the 4th Street Arts Fair, the Quarry Festival of Books, the Garlic Fest. Well, you've got to be involved in this somehow, don't you?
We are involved. We will definitely, we are always involved with the Garlic Festival. We love that festival, the more local festival here in Bloomington. And then we, of course, will be at the Arts Fair. We always have a table there to talk mostly about the things that we're doing at the Waldron Arts Center with our Center for Lifelong Learning and all the various kinds of courses and summer camps and mostly the, our art classes and things like that. So I did want to feature one class that our Center for Lifelong Learning is offering this fall. It actually opens here pretty soon. It starts on September 5th, so that's next week already. It's the Beginning Basics of French Cookery. It's knife skills, stock preparation, and sauces. And this class will be taught by Chef Tad DeLay. Many of you might remember Tad DeLay, the owner of Limestone Cafe here in Bloomington, and it came to work for us. And that class will take place in the Yellowwood, so on our main campus in Yellowwood. It's an evening class, 6 to 8 p.m. The cost is just under $250. It's 4 Tuesdays. The class is going to fill up very quickly. So if you want to be involved in that class, give us a call and we'll help you get enrolled in it.
Speaking of Yellowwood, I've made annual trips out there. Well, I guess only one annual trip. But when can I eat again?
We are so excited. So, of course, Yellowwood is our culinary as a kitchen or in restaurant, and that will open up here next Wednesday. We usually wait until first couple weeks of classes so the students are prepared, and so we will open on Wednesday and go all the way most Wednesdays through the fall semester. In the fall, what we're serving again is a classical French cuisine for the first 8 weeks, and in the second 8 weeks we'll be doing the international cuisine. So it's a 5-course meal. It's $15. We can reserve up to 50 people to come out to campus and eat at the Yellowwood, and it's a lot of fun. So it's a great way for our students to learn the front of the house and service and cooking and all of that kind of stuff. So come on out to Yellowwood any Wednesday.
Please stop telling people to come out to Yellowwood. I want to make sure my seat is reserved. I've eaten there. I've done it at the old. I've done it at the new. And you will not find a better meal for the price. And right. I'm regretting saying that out loud on the radio now, because if I can't get a seat, I'm knocking on your door and we're going to pull some strings and we're going to put another table in there and do something about it, because the food is delicious. The atmosphere is really even better. And thanks to Keith, who's not here this morning. He's usually my food conversationalist. Thanks for getting me hooked on this. Great. And now that I have a different schedule, I can make Wednesdays.
Whoa. Oh, good. Well, and it, like you said, it always sells out. So
yep.
If you want a seat, people need to call us now, and we'll help you get a seat for our Wednesday lunches at Yellowwood.
That's right. Because of the time frame, because it's just one day a week, it you do need to call. That's one thing I do.
That's right.
Highly, yeah. Highly recommend. You've got an award winner out there now who's winning awards. It seems like every other week we talk to you, somebody's been recognized for doing something great, and this week is no different.
Which is always cool. And, you know, this is a great award. It's our Alumnus of the Year award. Every campus across the state nominates an award winner, and then we have an event that honors that person. And our winner is Anna Wigand, and Anna came to us and received both her LPN and her RN degree with us, and she was a member of the Honor Society, our nursing club. She earned the Outstanding Student Award in her program. She was going through the LPN when I was the registrar, actually, when she was going through the LPN school and going through that ceremony to receive her pin and seeing her then graduate. She works for IU Health for Hawaii. She and her family, and now she works in Hawaii. She and her family have moved to Hawaii, and so she is there working in the hospital there. And we're just so proud of Anna and all that she has done. You know, she was a member and instructor for the Association for Women's Health and Neonatal Nurses following her time with us. And she just I can see her someday possibly moving back to Indiana and Bloomington and actually teaching for us. So she's got that kind of mentor-teacher kind of personality, and we're just very proud of her. And I know she's not listening, because Hawaii, how many hours behind is Hawaii?
I want to say five or six, but I heard for any of these award winners, the chancellor of the campus where the award was won needs to visit them immediately.
Right.
To deliver that award.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to do that here, probably in the winter, you know, because that's when I can go. So when it's nice and warm, yeah, well,
you have to fulfill your duty. That's important.
That's right. It's mandatory. And I'll be delivering her award, and I only wish I could, but Anna Wigand's our 2017 Outstanding Alumni Award recipient.
So excellent. Cool. And congratulations to Anna and Jenny Vaughn as our guests this morning. You've already connected those dots because you're smart. 9/11 is around the corner. You guys have always had a big celebration there. Celebration is not the right word. Big remembrance, perhaps. Yeah. Do you still have that large beam out front?
Yes, we do.
And so there's a piece of that you see every day when you walk into campus. So that's something that's right there in front of you. But we've got a city celebration, a recognition, right. Remembrance coming up as well.
That's right. So it's the 16th anniversary of 9/11, and we will be hosting that remembrance event on our campus on the 11th. So it's Monday, September 11th at 9 a.m., we're working with the City of Bloomington and, of course, our friends at the Bloomington Metropolitan Firefighters Local Union 586. So we will have that event there. And as you mentioned, we do have a beam from the structure of the World Trade Center, and it has been it's been displayed in front of our Cook Pavilion permanently. We've got an American flag there permanently.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's really, really cool. Everybody is invited to this event. You know, maybe it'll last 30, 40 minutes, but it's a great way to remember what happened 16 years ago, and to never forget what happened, and to, you know, hear some people. We will have somebody, Alex Crowley, actually from the city, is going to, he was in New York at the time, so he's going to be one of our speakers to talk about what he was doing, where he was at that time. And, of course, Mayor John Hamilton will make some remarks. And we'll have, you know, it's a serious event. We're going to have a rifle salute, which will be carried out by the Monroe County Law Enforcement and the Honor Guard rifle team. We'll be playing taps. North High School band students, Jeffrey Parker, will be playing taps for us. And we would love everybody to come out and just take a moment to remember what happened 16 years ago in New York City, and and other places in our country on September 11th.